Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. And let's get straight into the main meat of the podcast. And that is, do you reckon that St. George's Cross is racist? Oh, what? You don't? Well, then does that suggest you might not be a Labour voter? Or at least the chances are that some Labour voters do think that St. George's Cross is racist and divisive and should not be displayed. So I thought this was interesting. This is a story, I see the Mail has it, so, you know, spoiler alert, they're trying to prop up the dead Tories. That won't work. But when you ask the question, of the St. George's Cross, then you get the impression, you get the sense that roughly 13% of Labour voters, supporters, think that it is racist and shouldn't be displayed. That compares to 1%, remarkably, of Conservatives and 8% of Liberal Democrats. So, yeah, that's where we are with some of the Labour core vote. And, of course, shouldn't surprise you this, because don't forget, and this is the point I would make, of course some people will think St. George's Cross, the English flag, is racist. Labour captures the majority of the Muslim vote in the UK, easily, I think about 80% of it. So do you think there could be a correlation? What do you reckon? Correlation between people who hate the flag of England and Muslims? No, no such correlation. Might it just be, you know, university educated leftards? Might they be the people who hate the flag of England? You see, here's the thing, here's the deal. Today may be April 22nd, but tomorrow, the 23rd of April, is St. George's Day, the day when England celebrates its national saint. And unfortunately, that celebration is marred by the fact that there is a significant number of people now living in England who hate England. Now, I've got some advice for these people. If you don't like it here, then what you need to do is get yourself off to the nearest port or airport and get the hell out of this country. We don't need you here. We don't need this fifth column operating within the UK. And certainly when it comes to Labour, the scary thing is to think that a not insubstantial percent of its base actually actively thinks that the St. George's Cross should not even be flown. I mean, that's remarkable. I would imagine if you asked them the same question on the Union flag, they'd probably come up with the same thing as well. You know, I think they might be more happy with other flags, like, say, the Palestinian flag being flown, or, say, for example, the BLM flag being flown, or, say, for example, the trans flag being flown. There's other flags they'd be happy to fly, but not St. George's Cross. And that's because this simple flag of the English people, it is a great example of patriotism, great example of pride in their own nation. And England's got so much to be proud about. And I speak as a Northern Irish man, but I can see that. And as you know, I've oftentimes talked of my respect for England. People in the likes of Scotland and Wales, and indeed where I live, are dismissive too often of England. But they forget that if it wasn't for English taxes, they wouldn't be quite enjoying the style to which they've become accustomed. So I think a big thank you is due to the people of England in general. Now, of course, none of this disguises the fact that Labour itself has this particular problem. And it is by no means coincidental that, for example, at last year's Labour conference, Sir Keir Starmer had a massive Union flag behind him. And why is that? Because he's posturing. I reckon he shares a significant disregard himself for the flag of England. And there's a reason for that, because a flag is a definition of a nation state. And these globalists, these WEF shills, all despise the idea of a nation state. If they can break down the nation state, then it's so much easier, you know, for them to impose their globalist ideal. And so, therefore, they will naturally look down patronize and in every other way, dismiss examples of patriotism. So this is where we are with Labour anyway. They asked the question is, should anyone be offended by a flag which represents England? And when that percentage is asked, when that question is asked of, as I say, Labour voters, 13% say, yeah, it shouldn't be flowing. It just divides people. Well, as I say, this is why they say these things. These people hate our country. It's important to understand that. We have a fifth column right across the country now. It's quite prominent in places like London, but in other cities as well. And it's growing all the time. And ultimately, you're going to achieve a point in this country where, what if the majority of people in a country hate the country to which they are living? Because they don't have any loyalty to it. It's perfectly obvious. There's no loyalty whatsoever. Then that, of course, raises the question, well, should you have loyalty to a country? And that's a good question. And you can look upon that in different ways. But what I would say is this here, that if you're taking advantages of the taxes and the welfare that flows from the tax system of that particular country, I think you should at the very least show a little bit of respect. Thanks for listening.